What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
I'm not Michael Rivera. I'm David from Crucial Nonsense. I've got Steve Starrs right along with me, along with Keith Rogers. And Steve, I'm going to get some comments from you about this whole UN troops on the street kind of thing, because I kind of think that that makes sense that they would bring foreign troops in, because they won't have any problem firing on American citizens, whereas I think the people that signed up to serve our country are boys and girls are going to have a big, huge, gigantic problem with it, even though they probably said at some point that they will be willing to do it. So what do you think, Steve? What are your opinions?
Well, I got a couple comments here, Dave. And, you know, one is, of course, you know, we had Dave Hodges and Paul Martin on our station for a while running these stories about the Red Dawn scenario, the Gorkhas and these various foreign troops that we've been observing in various places around the country right now that are already assembled and running exercises. And sometimes they say they're training with our troops, that when they're talked to and asked, you can see them in Walmart. They look like regular Joes sometimes, but they're speaking Russian between the two or three of them. You know, I mean, there are these foreign troops already here. And they have the underground movements and things like that, places up and down that have turned up in various locations. I don't think this is conspiracy theory anymore. I think it's been pretty well confirmed. But, you know, the questions that also arise here is, we had Oath Keepers for a while. I'm still trying to figure out what happened with Stuart Rhodes. There were people going around talking about their oath to the Constitution. Many of them were in service and out of service vets. You know, what's going to happen if they defund the police? Well, a lot of the police are probably going to say, you know, I don't know, but we may be taking up sides with the residents against this situation here. It's going to be hard to say. As we've talked about before, this patriots versus globalist agenda fight, Dave, that we've talked about, you know, I think they're looking at something like that happening, and it's going to be hard to say which way it's going to go. I also think there may be some trouble in the Middle East that may interrupt all of this, and that's coming in probably the next maybe 6 months to a year from now.
Maybe sooner.
Yeah, because maybe even
Netanyahu's
sooner.
Talking about annexing all the settlements by July, and that doesn't give us a lot of time before that happens.
Right. And, you know, Russia is poised at this moment in strength to do a lot of work in the Middle East. And some people are going to be dreading this, but I don't think this is the Gog-Magog invasion yet. But I think that we're going to be seeing some big shifts possibly from Mr. Putin, who is holding all the cards at the moment. He's isolated himself. He's thrown out the Rothschild bankers. He can have his own internet kill switch. The Russians are ready and hunkered down. And, you know, I'm not looking too far in the future, because a lot of us are looking at what's happening right here. Our focus has been only on this because of everything that's happening. So the globalist wet dream may come to an end very quickly here if they suddenly find out they're not the only kids on the block, and there are some people who the globalists have abused, Putin and company, who don't see it their way. And, you know, there could be some international turmoil in the interruption of all of this coming up in the next year or so. We'll just have to see. That's one outlook. I'm only giving you some things that I think I have a little insight in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that does make sense. And there are a lot of players on there. Thanks for the comments here. Why don't we go ahead and pick up Dustin in New Jersey. Dustin, thanks for holding on with us here. Let's have it. What's on your mind today?
A lot of players, different agendas, some aligned. Some ain't. Kind of like World War II, ain't it? Like,
yeah, kind of, sort of.
They're aligned, mm-hmm. Yeah. They're aligned for a certain time period, and they're not. You know, like, Putin, you know, you guys realize, you know, they got, with the Chinese, the Belt and the Road Initiative, you guys know that. They have an agreement with the Chinese, but, you know, it still has to do with, like, the globalists, their agenda, and who's playing who, and, you know, Trump's part of that, and so was Obama.
Right.
You know, it's all, you know, it comes down to, you know, like, it's all like a mob type of situation. You know, like Al Capone, you had multiple gangs, like, our country is nothing but a mafia-run gang, and so are all the other countries. They all compete with each other, but they also team up with each other at times. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. We've seen it over and over and over, rinse and repeat.
Yep.
It never seems to end.
But you know what's crazy? Like the we're not going to have no civil war here. Come on. The Clintons are not going to be arrested. Obama, the Bushes, they're not going to be arrested. You have an oligarchy running your country. And it doesn't matter if it's left, right, up, and down. You know, blue, red, that's meaningless. It's all about the Benjamins. You know, they all, like you guys said, they all go to the same parties. They go all to the same clubs. You know, at the end of the day, after they compete with each other in front of Congress and the Senate, they all go have dinner with each other. You understand
pretty
that?
Pretty much. Oh, yeah, pretty much. That's exactly what it is. It's all about the money. Follow the money. We've had all this money looted from us. Follow that money. You'll find out, you know, what agendas are in play and what's going on.
Time?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
you got as much time as you need, brother.
You guys are great. Like, I want to talk about the system. The system's only as good as the people running it. Do you guys
understand?
Does anybody understand that? Doesn't matter if it's communism, socialism, capitalism. Who cares what system it is? If the system's run by a certain group, a small group of people, they can take advantage of it and they'll ruin the whole system. It's like a couple, you know, it's like if you're running something at a store and a couple people, employees ruin it, maybe they're getting like a percentage off on like the discount and a few people ruin it, then they stop doing it for everybody. You understand that? Like it's just the system is only as good as the people running it, and that's human beings. Human beings are killers, liars, and crooks, okay?
They certainly can be. There are good humans out there, but the good humans seem to be very adverse to getting dirty with all of this stuff. So we end up always with the lesser of two evils, and the lesser of two evils is still evil. And you're absolutely right. It doesn't matter what the system is. If you have evil people running it, it's going to be evil. If you had good people running it, you know, for the common good of everybody that actually, you know, did it out of, you know, love and compassion, it could be done well.
You know, I'm a Catholic. Yeah. I don't want to push religion on people. I don't care if you're gay, straight. That's meaningless. That's gibberish. But
I thought you were talking
like
about the
Trump.
Priest.
Well, no, but that's a Catholic priest.
I had to do that. That's
a story.
Sorry.
That's for tomorrow's story. But I'm saying if Trump said he was going to pull the troops out, you do it in a week. If you don't, then you're full of crap. You know, I don't need somebody telling me a month from now they're going to do something and they don't. You know what I mean? Like, we're not, I mean, we're being strung along. I don't care if it's Trump, Bush, Obama, Clinton. I mean, come on, guys. Trump going to do this. Obama going to do this. Clinton going to do this. Where's the beef, man? Come on. Show me some results, man. Like, did Trump pull out of Afghanistan? He said he was going to pull out of Syria, remember? And he made a U-turn. I mean, the guy put in Mike Pompeo and Elliot Abrams. Elliot Abrams ran death squads. Mike Pompeo said, we lie, cheat, and steal, and kill, because that's what the CIA does, is kill. You guys know that if you know anything about the United Fruit Company and all that other stuff. But, I mean, what's changed? What's changed been... since Trump's been, well, he's a nationalist. So what? Nationalism versus what? Unipolarism? You know, well, that's unipolarism versus multipolarism. But what's changed? Somebody wants to be in charge, but Trump hasn't fixed anything. Do you know what I mean? Like, he has time now. He has time for weeks and months, but nothing's changed, man. We had riots back in Rodney King and nothing. Nothing's changed, man. Like, where's the fixing? You know, I don't care if the police get defunded. Like, I'll be my own police officer. You know, when did the police come? I got a flat tire. They won't come. They broke into my car. But if they break into my car, the police will come after they break into my car. The police will come after they break into my house. So What's the good of them? You're going to spend $100,000 a year on one police officer? Somebody called it. Oh, we need, you know, well, the police, this or that. You don't need to put, be your own police. Be your own bank, man. You know, why do you got to put money in a bank? Be your own bank. You know, if you don't hold it, you don't own it with gold, you know, or anything. You know, come on, guys. You got to be separated from the system. The system sucks, man. I mean, we know. You guys know the system sucks. The system's broken.
Yeah.
You know,
it's been very broken for a long time. It's not going to get any better.
Well, no, it's not.
Probably not. Probably not. It's probably one of those things like a bad, broken computer that the virus-infested operating system is so broken that the only thing that's left to do is to wipe out the operating system and reinstall something from scratch.
Am I going on a rant?
Yeah, probably. But hey, I think we're all in that state there, Dustin. You know, we're all kind of pissed about what's going on. You know, our world's on fire.
How do you fix it?
I don't know. You know, that's just the thing. And it starts with having the conversations that we're having right now. You know, so at least we're getting this out into the public forum and we're able to discuss this stuff. And that is where it starts, because we have to be able to discuss these ideas and be able to freely exchange our opinions and our ideas, because maybe somebody does have some ideas out there on ways of being able to correct this stuff. I mean, Mike's got a good blueprint for the new America. There's lots of good ideas on there, how we can have a little bit more honest election systems. It's not all that hard. How we can have a little bit more just world. So there are ideas out there. It's a matter of getting the powers that are so deeply entrenched to F off the rock, you know, where we can actually get back to work and hopefully find prosperity once again.
Look, man, I voted for Trump. Like, I'm, you know, I only voted two times in my lifetime. Well, three. I voted for Obama twice. I believe in his crappy hope and change BS. But then I voted for Trump because, you know, I believed in him. But the dude hasn't delivered. I want to see some results, man. Like, now. Not next election, because next election is his last chance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's way too late for all that.
Man, you know?
It's just like the QAnon stuff, okay? They tell us,
man,
all this stuff is being taken care of. Don't worry. Stand down. You know, sealed indictments. This and blah, 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 blah. Over and over and over. And we've never seen one tangible piece of action off of any of it. So if we're putting our hope in all of that stuff, boy, we've definitely been hoodwinked. And we really probably need to be our own solution. And it starts at the community level, because it's got to be a bottom-up fix. That's why we probably at some point need to talk about the committees of safety and lawful constitutional militias and how we actually put this stuff back together from the ground up. Because any top-down solution is going to have the same top-down rot. So it's got to be bottom-up, grassroots kind of thing, and genuine.
Like
trickle down, make sure
trickle
that
down
does,
don't work. Trickle down.
Yeah, it never works. No, they just keep all that in their pockets, and you know, you give a little pittance here to some people that don't deserve anything, and they're all happy because they're getting something for nothing. So it must be working for everybody, and the middle class keeps getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and we struggle more and more and more. It used to be we used to be able to have one income to be able to support a family. Not anymore. Hell, three incomes, four incomes sometimes aren't enough in this day and age.
What's the unemployment rate now?
How are we
right
supposed
now?
To do that? I don't know, 170%? I don't know.
Yeah, that's the real
it's
one, not the
bad.
Fake one that they put out.
Right.
The
fake one's like, what, you know, 14, 15, 17, whatever it is. It's nowhere near what it is, because all they're doing is counting people getting benefits or applying for benefits, and they expire off of that, then they're no longer unemployed. Gee, they must be working somewhere. No, that's not how it is. They are spinning every single statistic to try to paint a picture that they have everything under control. No, it's so far out of control. It's so far broken that we need to quit listening to them. They are lying to us about everything. They're spinning absolutely everything.
You know, before the virus, JCPenney and all the Pier Imports was closing. After the virus, JCPenney and Pier Imports is closing. So what's changed? It's
nothing. It's only gotten worse. Dustin, I enjoyed it. I got to go because we've got more callers jumping on here.
Have a
Jim
good
wants to have a – hey, thanks, Dustin. We got a real quick – and Jim, you need to be real quick with this because the phone lines are starting to load up, but you had a comment for us. So I'm going to go to you here real quick and give you a quick rebuttal. So what's up?
about Dustin. Good old Dustin with his ministry of hopelessness. Yeah, we all know the system is messed up, you know. But it's not, they're a lot more organized and, you know, they're not, you know, the cabal, which is made up of all the skulls and bones and the bohemian guys and you know, all of them, you know. They're pretending to compete against each other. Sure, but like you said, at the end of the day, they're all having dinner with themselves and whatever, okay? But they are the problem. Demonizing humans. Humans, bad. Humans are just naturally evil, and it's never going to be good. Oh, there's been all kinds of civilizations through
right.
history that
I don't think that's exactly what Dustin was trying to say there, Jim. But
well,
he did say that.
He said humans are evil.
We do have,
Nothing's ever going to get better.
No, not all humans are evil, but there are evil humans
out there.
I agree, and we do have frailties. None of us are absolutely perfect. That's the problem.
We all have imperfections. What he did is took the focus off of the real problem, and that is the private central banking and the Rothschilds. If you do your hard research on the Rothschilds,
Follow the money.
They are absolute masters. The last 300 years, they are absolute masters at putting in their agents into governments and taking the legs out from under countries to keep them under control.
Absolutely, Jim, I agree.
If we get rid of the Rothschild, the private central banking system, and you
that
know,
goes
that
a long
would,
way. That goes a long way, way to solving the problems.
This country was an innovation when they started this government, you know, and the Constitution, you know, and it is probably one of the best functioning systems, not the best, but one of the best. Okay, and it's all.
Okay.
Until the Rothschilds infiltrated us again, this was a wonderful, peaceful, thriving country.
It was.
So let's not focus off of the real problem. You know,
I agree.
And we've been all about, Jim,
we've been all about that and what really happened, talking about all bankers, all wars are bankers' wars. We've been talking about the banks. And one of the first rules of the New America is no private central bank, no private central bank, no private central bank. So we definitely get it. Jim, I got to move on because the phone lines are loading up. I gave you your second rebuttal there. Thanks for calling, and we'll take you again tomorrow. So call back and let us know what's on your mind tomorrow. Let's move on down the line here because we got the phone lines loading up, and we have Carol in Idaho. Carol, what's on your mind?
Hi, David. I guess there's two Davids there, is there, and Keith?
Well, me and myself. We got Steve as well. Yeah,
okay.
Well, there's probably two of me, but only one body.
Did you say Steve, too?
Yeah,
Steve. I'm here.
Well,
go ahead.
No, I'm sorry because I tuned in later. Anyway, to cut to the quick here, it was something Dustin said just now that got my attention, and he asked the question, yeah, but what can we do about it? And somebody said, I don't know. And so I decided I was going to call in and say, we, the American people, do know what to do about it. And, David, here is the answer. You know it as well as I do. If every American, like the listeners of RBN, were to do his or her own job right there in your local town, with your local school board, with your sheriff, throughout the county, your commissioners, all the way to your governor and your
bottom up,
federal...
Bottom up, absolutely. Carol, hold on the line. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to come right back to you after this break. Bottom up, I agree, absolutely. We'll be right back.
Yes, so you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
All right, we're back from the break here. And Carol, you're absolutely right. It is very important for us to be able to go bottom up and be able to start with things like the local school board, local elections, local county sheriff, because that really is the supreme law of the land in your area is your local sheriff. And being able to do those things gives us the best shot at being able to get all the stuff working. So pick up where you left off.
Thank you, Steve. I mean, David. Yeah, it's very easy. RBN is wonderful, and you gentlemen and women who give your time and talents to inform us, I was almost going to say entertain us, but let's look at that word entertain.
We're about to.
I admit that I look forward to tuning into your programs, and part of my motivation is to be entertained, but I need to leave the radio and see what my school board is doing, see what my sheriff is doing. Right here in Idaho at present, we are attempting to recall our governor. Why? Because he's bought the lie about this coronavirus shutdown, and he has locked out his own legislature. He refuses to give the $1 billion that Idaho got, and I believe every state got a billion plus, good or bad. But anyway, he's sitting on that money, or actually using it with his own little clique, and they are setting up this contact and tracing outfit, and, you know, to the tune of maybe paying people $25 an hour to come to your house and see if you got a temperature. That's just one instance. But here's my basic point, as I'm sure you know. If we are in trouble in this nation, we the people in our local areas, every single city, county, the state, the people in our areas, we are to blame. If we would take charge citywide, countywide, statewide, and monitor our federal legislature, federal district legislators, we could turn this nation around. Okay, that's what I wanted to say. So we got to stop lying to ourselves, you know, and talking to the choir. Okay?
Yeah, thank you, Carol, for your call. And I think you're pretty much spot on, because it is up to us to be able to start taking this stuff back, and it does start from the bottom up. You're not going to be able to, you know, fix the things with the president right away, but you can start fixing things with your school board, your local city council, your local sheriff, and then when you get that strong community, you know, back under control, under lawful, you know, jurisdiction, then those communities work together to start affecting changes on the state level. Steve, what do you have to say about all this?
Well, you know, it's really good to be back at RBN, because this is the kind of conversations we used to enjoy. But, you know, Dave, we played something at the beginning of the show that probably needs to be resounded again in terms of what's actually happening. And your last caller just touched upon it. The way they're going to take this down, friends, is with the epidemics, one after another. And they have this thing called H.R. 6666, the TRACE Act. Okay, this is about locking you down. They have the 5G coming in. Everything is going to be surveillance. Yes, the Federal Reserve is going to fail. That was the plan. But they're going to blame it on the virus, blame it on the virus, blame it on the virus. You see, this is the way out for them. This is what's already in the works. This was in the Rockefeller plan that was published from the Rockefeller Foundation 10 years ago. You can see it everywhere, the Plandemic Event 201. They're going to continue this. So, you know, Black Lives Matters, you know, things like that will come and go. There's going to be some more ruckus, a lot of confusion in the streets. But they'll keep coming back with the epidemic model over and over. And just to finish this up, Dave, I'll say this. Back in, I see a lot of this coming back in 1992 when we first started looking at the HIV/AIDS fraud. You know, the HIV is a fraud, ladies and gentlemen. It never was a cause of AIDS. AIDS is real. We're called AIDS denialists sometimes, but that's not it. AIDS is real. The virus was always a fraud. That's why there was no vaccine for it. That was due in 1986, 34 years ago. But I want to come to the point here. Anthony Fauci has been involved in this since 1984. Okay, he's now running the country, or he was, you know, treating Trump like a dumb poodle. Okay, so this is who's taking over. These are the global medical industrial complex people who are going to be running things, and you're going to see more epidemics. They got the next one planned for the fall, and it's going to get more and more and more. And yes, you're not going to have the Federal Reserve after a while, because you're going to have a digital currency that you'll have to be checked in and out of depending upon how many vaccines you take. That's where this is all going. And that's really, you can see this in the ground works of the Rockefeller Foundation. You can see it already in effect. And they're telling you what they're going to do with this. We're not paying much attention. Will there be war in the streets? Well, possibly. Of course, there's going to be a lot of people resisting. But they're going to be telling you, look, you cannot resist this. You're going to have to get your COVID ID, and you're going to have to be up to date with your vaccines, and you're going to have to keep your social distance, and we will control you. You will be part of the technocracy. That's their plan. And so I'm saying that you're going to see more epidemics. And this is the way they're going to take over with these epidemics, just like they've done now. There'll be other little things along the side to distract you. But this
Steve?
Is the big plan. Anyway, yeah.
Steve, respectfully, none of this that you've just said so well, none of this will happen if the people in every area of our nation would take the assignment and do their work with their local officials. I mean, just make their lives miserable until they get constitutional and get behind the needs of the people.
I agree with that.
Stop saying.
Yeah.
Exactly. We got to stop saying.
Hey, Carol, we're on the same page, but we got to take a break. We're coming to the end of the segment. Thanks for your call. We'll be right back with Tom in Florida and others.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet, also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of
And we are back, and Carol's absolutely right. You know, if we had been doing those things all along, none of this would be necessary. But the fact of the matter is, on the ground here, they hadn't been doing all of that. And so we are here right now, and we are vulnerable to these technocracy-fueled takeovers, all these plandemics. You know, they tried to do that in 2009 with the pig's fly flu that didn't really fly. They caught traction on it this time, and I think it's probably because of how things played in China, you know, with the Wuhan lockdown and that spread. And there may have actually been something other than COVID going on in China that they were using the COVID to cover up from. Can't prove this, but it's an interesting theory nonetheless. And then because of that lockdown, having to lock half of China down, then everybody else started taking a little bit more seriously. And here we are, fear, fear, fear. The Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it had all these plans to be able to do this stuff to us. It was going to be the global pandemic, the environmental crisis, and all this banking stuff. Bam, bam, bam. All the reason that they needed to control all of our lives and tell us absolutely what to do about everything. So it's absolutely just craziness. Okay, so let's go back to the phones here. Tom in Florida, what's on your mind?
Yes, good day to you, gentlemen. And to your last caller, Carol. John Adams said it best, Carol. With the gun, you're a citizen. Without the gun, you'll be a subject. Okay, that was his inaugural. And so I just want to put that out there. And I also want to hear, let Dustin, I'm going to shout out to Dustin about, hey, Dustin, I heard your governor opened up today, so congratulations. I'm glad that New Jersey's opening back up. Sounds like a good plan. Now, what I really want to talk about, what you talked about the first hour, you were talking about this guy Floyd's funeral. You don't see too many white faces there. He has a white girlfriend. I don't know if she was on fentanyl or whatever they're doing. But this whole thing, what's going on with this, when I've seen Candace Owens' Facebook video, where she's saying 19 white men were murdered by police, but only 9 black men, and we got this narrative now that all whites are cops are going out hunting blacks. This is absurd. This is a massive race war going to lead to if they don't stop this. And I'll tell you what the real picture of this is. As the white leadership in a lot of these cities is not stopping the looting and stopping the monuments being torn down. They're tearing these monuments down. What are they going to come after next? The books? They're going to tell you can't have books no more? You're going to have to ban your books and the Bible?
They've been basically doing that, Tom, with censoring us on YouTube and making sure that we're not able to share information with one another if it doesn't conform to community standards and all that stuff. So, yeah, we have been having that.
You know, Robert Ravel.
Listen, let me ask you a question. Why are white people in this country allowing their monuments that have been standing for hundreds of years in some cases, why are they allowing them to be torn down? Where is the brunt force? Okay? Where is the massive tear gas? I mean, you're tearing monuments down, man. Robert E. Lee never even owned a slave, okay? Ulysses S. Grant did, but Robert E. Lee did it, okay? And if it wasn't for Robert E. Lee giving up the way he did, that war would have continued on for 50 more years. Now, what's going to have to happen here, and the way they're treating Donald Trump, the president of the United States, the most disgusting, disgraceful thing I've ever seen in my life. Now, one caller, if he calls, goes ahead, go vote for Biden because he said his one state. Well, if you're not, the only thing you can vote is Democrat or another vote count. That's what's actually happening here. And this was Soros and all these communist Bolsheviks are up to. They're trying to wipe out. We're trying to take our manhood from us, and that's not going to happen anymore. Because like I told you, with a gun, you're a citizen. Without the gun, you're a subject. I've been to Cuba. I see what happened there.
Did you catch Robert Ravolt's first hour this last Sunday?
I caught his second hour.
Oh, you should go back and listen to the first hour. It's awesome.
Yeah,
He just summarized everything you just said.
Well, you know, exactly. And you know what? I live in South Florida. I can tell you guys stories that you wouldn't believe it. It'd be unbelievable to you. But what's going on here, you got the poverty pimp, Al Sharpton, spewing crap out of his mouth right now. It's going to lead to a bigger problem. I mean, he's a pimp. And you got, I mean, what's going on here is unbelievable. You know, the problem, what's going on here is we allowed the minority to tell the majority what to do until the majority says enough is enough. I'll give you an example. Minnesota. If you take those cops out of Minnesota, all those lily whites over there right now are going to flee out. And you know what? All their neighborhoods are going to go down. What happens with all the housing? How much will a house be worth outside of Minneapolis in those suburbs? And they don't have no policing. In New York, New Jersey. What would happen if they pulled the police departments out of Newark or New York City? What would happen to those cities? Chicago had 60 shootings over the weekend.
Yeah, Tom.
21.
Tom.
60. They just broke a record in
Chicago. Tom. Yeah, Tom, before you get yourself all worked up, if you notice what the Fed is doing, they're trying to buy up everything. What that includes is all these properties, which will be turned into Section 8 housing. I've already listened to those guys talk about it. They're going to rearrange the entire cities. And again, like Carol said, you have to start at your local level here. And I would say community first, and then go to your sheriffs and stuff like that, because a lot of people, like here in Montana, it's rural and stuff here. So you need to let your neighbors know. But this is their agenda there, and they're going to mix people in. Like I've mentioned before, if you look at that UN forced immigration thing, and there's a second link to that if you follow that UN forced immigration. And it will take you to a PDF file, and you click on the United States on it, and it says under their New World Order agenda that the U.S. is going to have over 1.3 billion people in it. And this is their agenda.
Well, you're absolutely right. But let me ask you this. This Jesse Smollett case is off the table. You don't hear none about that hate hoax. You don't hear about the woman who was murdered in Iowa, Molly Tibbetts. You haven't heard nothing again about Kate Steinle. You had 5,876 Americans murdered by illegal aliens. Where was the protest for these people? Why weren't cities being lit on fire for that, for these leaders allowing our invasion of our country with multiple millions of people? And you got 5,776 Americans murdered by illegal aliens? Where's their
because
funerals?
It doesn't serve the agenda. That's the problem. It doesn't serve the agenda.
This guy's a crook.
Yeah, Tom, you're getting overheated here. Tom, you're getting overheated. Well, let's turn that around, though, Tom. Why don't we look at the 60,000 U.S. veterans that have committed suicide since 2008, or last year, the 122 Air Force pilots that committed suicide, or the year before, the 57 Marines and the 22 Special Ops that committed suicide. Why are those deaths not even counted?
Well,
and they come from all walks of life.
Exactly. That's a very great point there, Keith. And we have people committing suicide because of all this COVID stuff. You know, they've lost hope. They've lost their homes. They've lost their livelihood, their businesses, and more people are committing suicide than are dying from the COVID. So what the heck? I mean, are these lives not that valuable at all? Do those lives not matter because they're not black? I mean,
now they say there's a Zoloft shortage because of the depression everyone's going through.
Oh my!
Go ahead,
real quick.
Yeah, what about all the patients have died of malpractice with these doctors? How many Americans have died because the doctor got it wrong? How many patients have died because of the doctors not even doing their job professionally?
Somewhere about 225,000 a year. And that's what they admit to. It's probably much larger than that. So, yeah, where's the outrage about that? I agree, Tom.
Yeah, and here's another one there. What about Cuomo moving all those patients from a hospital?
What about the black babies being aborted? 90,000 black babies were aborted last year. 90,000.
Yeah. But what about Cuomo over there in New York there that moved those patients, these alleged COVID patients, to these old folks' homes, to which every single one of these things has been traced, these old, and also the veterans, over 1,000 veterans died from this COVID thing in these old folk type homes there, as well as that IG report that I didn't mention of these 307,000 veterans that were allowed to die by the VA. Where's the outrage?
Cuomo should be put in jail. Cuomo should be behind bars where he's allowed.
Damn right.
A lot of them need to be put behind bars there, Tom. Okay,
hurry up.
One more thing to go. This thing's spreading over to Europe now, and I'm telling you, this thing's going to spiral out of control because now, we got to look what's going to happen as a retaliation. And what happens, how many more times are white people going to want to hear on the news that four or five white cops got shot because some nut went crazy? People are going to get finally fed up, I'm telling you. It's going to be a bad situation if they don't nip this in the bud right now. And if Donald Trump don't get reelected, and we got a guy like bumbling 98-year-old Biden who's going to pick that Atlanta woman for the mayor, we're screwed. We're screwed. This country's screwed over, man. Over. It's over.
Yep. All right, Tom, thanks for calling in, okay?
Yep. Thank you, Tom, for your call.
Our phone lines are getting loaded up.
Oh, yeah, they are definitely getting loaded up. So, Mark in Florida, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys, thanks for letting me in. My gosh, I'll keep it short. Robert Yates, pen name Brutus, the anti-federalist. He spelled it out way back then. The community policing is a community-organized policing services run by the Department of Justice. These people protesting to get rid of the police, they're going to get something different. And part of that is these psychopaths that are taking a job to track down people with a common cold, to track down COVID trackers. That's part of community organized policing services. This is what Obama started way back when. Trump hasn't done anything to end it. This is what it's coming to. It's called Bolshevism. And that's what I got for you guys. Enjoy.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate you.
Robert's first hour. Yeah, Robert's first hour on Sunday covered that just to a T.
Yeah, so go check that Republic republicbroadcasting.org and go get the podcast there. All right, Pat in Fort Worth, what's on your mind?
Oh, a couple of things. I believe there's a new YouTube, and I lost it, from a guy around Fort Worth who just put one on there. I should have kept it. And he, well, I have it somewhere. And he was backing up everything that Candace Owens was saying and a whole lot more. And he gave his own experiences. So I appreciate people like that who know what they're doing. He has a website, and it looks real good. But I wanted to say that mainly what you were saying about this COVID number, that is really what's been planned for a long time. A guy named Gary Carr, who wrote En Route to Global Occupation and about the One World Religion, he has some YouTubes put out by a lady named Lynn Leahz, L-E-A-H-Z, and she tells how he used to be a government agent, you know, working for the government. So he kept under everywhere he went, he would let them know he did that. And he learned a lot of stuff about it. And he gives actual, on that interview on YouTube, he gives actual names of organizations like Gavi. My light went away. So anyway, he has the name of the organizations, and he said that they're going to push this number, and they're going to use the United Nations Human Rights Commission, which Trump needs to defund that one too, because there's the problem. They're going to tell the people all over the world, especially in the poor countries that don't know what's going on, they're going to tell them, just start all over the world to get you a number, an individual number, and tell you that it's your right to have your very own number. It's your human right and civil right. And so they're going to also do the vaccination, just like everybody says they're going to do. But she had another lady that worked for FEMA who was also exposing that. And she said they're going to put something like hydrogel under your skin, which mixes with your blood and your tissue. And has this, you know, we've already talked about the nanoparticles, but they'll be able to just follow you everywhere. So have a goal that is to get you your own individual number. See, the social security number is not, people say, I think that's the mark of the beast, I'm not going to mess with it. Well, you know, several people can have the same social security number. That's how illegals do. They get one on the gravestone. But so they're determined to get you your own individual number and to make you demand it. And then that will happen at some point.
That's exactly what they're moving towards, and they'll implant it in their chips and make the marks where you can't forge the whole thing, and you're going to be branded like cattle. It's quite disgusting. You got anything else for us?
The sad part about it, as far as I'm concerned, is that we don't know that God's allowing this all this to happen, because we've just turned away from God. And we got to get on his side, first of all. And then he can show us how to get through and live without the mark. Or maybe get on a plane, buy food, do whatever you have to do without getting the mark. Because the Bible says if you get the mark, I think it's Revelation 16, that you won't go to heaven. And the other thing is that people who take the mark are going to break out in grievous sores. And that sounds like staphylococcus.
Something like that, and it's going to be a whole lot of not pleasant. Okay, we're getting pretty close to the end of the segment here. Pat, thanks for your call, and feel free to call us back tomorrow, and we'll continue with that here later. Let me unmute here Steve and see if Steve's got a couple quick comments here before the break, and then we've got one more caller on the line.
Well, she's right on, Dave. You know, I mean, the thing is this. It is going this direction towards the medical-industrial complex. So you're going to – it's like watching television. You know, they squeeze the frame out so people don't get hip to the idea that the whole COVID thing was overblown. And they put up a lot of distraction stuff. This will fade, too. They'll squeeze it out again. But they will be back in the fall with more epidemics. And the epidemics – people don't understand epidemics. They don't understand bad science. They understand bad people. But they don't understand when the science is bad because they've never checked it. And no one's listening to what we've been saying for many years about Fauci and these people. This is somebody who should have been cleaned out, as you and I said, Dave, before Trump even started office. He should have gotten rid of Fauci day one. People didn't even know who Fauci was when we were talking about this, Dave. You know, who Fauci? Yeah, I've been watching this guy for 28 years.
Yeah.
And
they certainly who he is now. Okay, we'll be right back here with the final segment. And we got a call. Bob from Colorado. Neighbor Steve. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
What's really happened? Okay, I got Steve Stars from Colorado riding along with me, and we have a couple of shows every week on 1360 KHNC, an AM radio station on there, and you go to 1360KHNC.com. And I bring this up because we got the last caller here, Bob in Colorado. So, Bob, what's on your mind, brother?
Well, I'm down here in southern Colorado, and a couple things. I think one thing that really needs to be reiterated, which was on your show, which was absolutely mind-blowing over the weekend, is Hickenlooper from Denver and the Bohemian Grove and all that stuff. I think that ought to be put over and over every day, because this is showing who our government is really serving. I was a police officer outside of Philadelphia for 23 years, and I came down here to Colorado, and I'm going to tell you, I have never seen such a change in policing. I'm sure it's even worse up in Philly, but I've never seen a change in policing the way it is today. I'm 68. I am appalled that the police officers who took an oath to our Constitution, just like I was in the military, and took an oath to our Constitution, and these poor lost souls that believe our government is going to take care of us is just mind-blowing. And I just cannot believe that with the real information out there, like the WHO came out today and said masks don't really work. Well, you know what? I've already told people that and sent out emails, and I'm getting letters back saying, I don't really care. I want to be safe. So this shows how brainwashed we really are, and I feel sorry for our kids. And if hopefully with this lockdown, this crazy freaking lockdown, I wear a mask. If I have to wear a mask, it says Plessura. But anyway, I really hope that there are the kids that are home, that some of the parents that are awake can get the kids that are our last hope to understand we are under attack. And I'll listen to you off the air. Thank you.
I got one for you, Bob.
God bless America.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. I've got one for you, Bob. Since you mentioned Philadelphia, the feds just seized $1.3 billion in cocaine from a ship that was registered to J.P. Morgan Chase. It had 19.76 tons of cocaine on it. So, again, here we see the government is cutting down small businesses.
Wow.
At a time when people need it the most, they're cutting their supply off. I wonder if Bill Clinton's got a shipment on there.
Yeah, probably, but you know, that would be coming out of MENA, probably, but that's a story for another time. Okay, we're all familiar with the Clinton Chronicles and all that stuff. Steve, thanks for being with us here on What
My
Really
Pleasure.
Happened.
My pleasure.
And thank you, Keith, for jumping in here, even though you didn't feel good. I certainly appreciate all the help, guys. And we will be back tomorrow on republicbroadcasting.org. Here, support the network. We'll catch you guys tomorrow. Stay safe.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass
filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.